live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing along.
No, people are going to be singing. Worked all week, just like Ghislaine Maxwell. Lots to sing about. Lots of people behind bars that are going to be like those sweet little birds. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today, and let's get to it. It's live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada for a very good reason. We got to do it. You have to have the outlet, the resource. A lot of things going on right now that just don't make sense. Well, that's because the mainstream media is creating that illusion for it to not make sense. Today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. I've asked this of you before, but I want to know it even more right now because there's movement. Seems like you got to sue everybody. Should local representatives be held liable for allowing protesters to damage property? We got a big protest coming up. BLM, Douglas County, going to be at the sheriff's office there this weekend, Saturday, and supposedly next weekend, the 15th as well. Now, the reason I ask you this is because Senator Ted Cruz has now introduced a bill to hold local officials liable for allowing violent autonomous zones. And it goes even further than that. It's called the Reclaim Act. So, is this something that you can get behind? Is this something that you would encourage the president to get behind and other senators? You know, our senators aren't going to do it. Because anything that a conservative puts their hands on, it's not going to happen. It's not the liberal way. But there you go, 991fmtalk.com. You'll definitely want to check out the podcast, too, especially after this guest who is joining us right now, taking time out of his very busy schedule and the schedule that seems to go until 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. It sounds like he's working on my timeline. But that is Senator Ira Hansen joining us this morning. Hi, Ira. Thank you so much for being here.
Monica, it's an honor, and I'm glad we have some local talk where we can get an outlet here. And just so you know, I have not been extremely busy. In fact, one of the great embarrassments of this entire so-called special session has been the monumental waste of time. And while people out there may think that we've been working clear till midnight, the reason we've been working clear till midnight is we didn't do diddly squat all day long. So don't feel too sorry for me because, like I've been doing for most of these two special sessions, I am actually sitting in my office waiting for the Democrats to get their act together.
Wow, this is incredible because I thought the governor postponed the start of the special session just for the fact that they wanted to have everything together before they started.
Well, you know, I've been here a decade now, and I've talked to some people that have been here even longer than that, and that traditionally, when you have a special session, the governor has everything lined up, his staff is in place, the amendments and the bills are ready to go. You come in, you spend a day or two of the people's time, you get what the really, truly emergency things done, the extraordinary circumstances that the Constitution requires, and boom, bang, you get in and out. Anybody out there that's listening who's been following this knows this has not been organized, it has not been run correctly. I'll tell you another thing, just sideline that bothers the heck out of me. The staff here, okay, we've been keeping them here. They were here till 3 o'clock in the morning the other day. These people are just like you and I, but they're on salary. And so we have absolutely abused our staff in this process. But, yeah, bottom line, it has been organized, and we haven't done the people's business. And the stuff that really, truly needs to get done, we haven't done. We wasted so much time, and we focused on so many bills that are honestly things that properly belong in a regular session. And for all of those that are hoping that we're going to get the unemployment situation straightened out at DETA and things like that, honestly, we haven't touched it.
You know, Senator, that was the first question I was going to go into with you, because I have so many calls to the show about people. They're on week 20, especially. I don't know if you've heard about Brian, who takes his boat around and parks it in front of the governor's mansion and has been driven off many a times because it's been 20 weeks now since he's received anything. And Dieter just doesn't even want to talk to him anymore. He hasn't received any PPP, any help. And it's just, it's killed his business. It's destroyed his family as being a family, being together.
Well, I'll tell you right now, everybody who's listening to you, Monica, this is the most important point of everything I'm going to say today. And what you just described, okay, I'm holding my cell phone in my hand. My voicemail is 100% full right now with desperate people who are begging me to help them, okay? My emails are blowing up every day with people who are begging me to help them. And down here at the legislature, we had for the first time a presentation by Dieter. And I looked at the staff, and let me tell you the statistics, okay? Because I had no idea the magnitude of the problem. Dieter to date has paid out $6.2 billion with a B, $1 billion. They said that they estimate up to 50% of those claims have been fraudulent, and right now, as we speak, they estimate that they have at least 200,000 to 250,000 unprocessed claims in the pipeline. Now, it isn't fair, and this is a very important point. It's not Dieter's fault. By that, what do I mean? They are understaffed. They need help in every respect. And one of the number one duties that we should have done the very first day of the very first hour of the very first special session was get the Dieter people in, put them in front of all of us, and say, okay, what do you need? What are the resources you need to deal with this incredible backlog of desperate people like the Brian you're describing? What do you need to deal with this incredible level of fraud? What do you need from the Attorney General's office for legal help, from the IT people to get your computers up and running? We haven't done any of that, Mark. Okay? And if I sound a little almost, I'm to the point of being desperate myself to help people. And the idea that we have spent literally, what, we're going on 17 days of special sessions, we haven't touched that, Monica. And so for all you people out there like Brian that are listening, hoping that down here in the legislature we're coming up with relief for you, we have failed you. We have miserably failed you. And I got news for you. Guys like Lyra have been out there screaming and yelling, saying, we need to take care of this. But the governor's office and the people running the show in the executive branch have dropped that ball so badly, it's scary. When you talk about, Monica, 50% of $6.2 billion, we have $3 billion dollars of potential fraud. There are, I think, 7 legislators and their families that have had false claims filed in their name right here in the building.
Yeah.
It is a huge crisis.
Martin just got a letter from Louisiana Department of Employment and Training saying that a claim has been put in his name. So now it's going from state.
Monica, and that's what we should be dealing with. Instead, we're dealing with, you know, chokeholds on cops, and we're doing all this Mickey Mouse stuff to appease BLM and Antifa people. And, you know, right now, the bell just rang. I've got to go to the floor, but I'm going to finish out this conversation with you because it's so important. We have a bill right now. You were talking about liability on the federal level. We need to protect all the businesses in Nevada from the trial lawyers, frankly. We need to protect the school districts. Anybody that operates on a good faith basis and tries to reasonably follow, you know, whatever health guidelines that they're going to require should be protected from lawsuits. Guess what? We're going right now on the floor to vote on a bill where they're taking out the liability protection from the school districts. In other words, all of you out there that are expecting your kids to go back to public school, it ain't going to happen because every school district in the state has begged us to give them liability protection. There's 500,000 kids out there that belong in schools, which means there's probably around 200,000 to 300,000 parents that are hoping that that's going to happen. And we are right now going to walk in and vote on a bill where we strip the liability protection from the school districts of the state of Nevada. So,
well, that's I wanted to talk to you about the hospitals and versus the resort industry, but you need to get to
that. That just got changed. That is part of it too. They are picking winners and losers. Instead of having a blanket liability protection for anybody that operates in good faith, they threw out the hospitals, and the amendment literally just got brought to me while I was on your show. I haven't read it all, but I think what they did was they put hospitals back in and gave them protection, but then they pulled out the school districts. Now, if anybody out there wants to explain why we would take liability protection away from anybody operating in good faith, I'd love to hear the answer.
Yeah. Well, go find the answer. Senator Ira Hansen, thank you so much for joining us. And the phone line is always open to you. And we'll get you back on as soon as we can and see if we can straighten this mess out, which I don't think is a possibility. Senator Hansen, thank you so much to you and your wife. Congratulations on 40 years of blissful marriage and amazing kids and your service and to the community.
Thanks, Monica, and you keep up the good work and wish me luck.
Thank you. I pray for you every single day, you and Alexis both. All right, there goes Senator Ira Hansen back to the floor for, as you know, we kind of indicated there, just a big old waste of time that we're not supposedly going to have to pay for because the CARES Act is taking care of financing these special sessions. These special sessions that are a complete waste of time, that are doing nothing but hurting the state of Nevada. We'll be back as we open up the phone lines after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here with us on this hump day Wednesday. We're getting through it. And wow, halfway through another week as we are in August. You know what August means? Getting out and enjoying this beautiful weather. So, hey, let's jump on over to Jerry Evans joining us right now. And speaking of beautiful weather for this weekend, we're going to have the Axelson Foundation's golf tournament on Sunday, and it is going to be amazing. Jerry, how are we on signups?
Done.
Done?
Done. Sold out.
Finito.
All players... every slot for every player is completely sold out. So, you know, I'm so happy about that. There are some possibility of a couple of seats available for dinner. And email me. I'll put you in touch with Donna Axelson, and she will let you know whether or not that's a possibility. But, yeah, we sold all four. In fact, Nissan of Carson City took the last four slots yesterday. And with that, you know, you also get dinner too. And at the dinner, some of the great auction items here. And so if there are tickets available for dinner, even if you didn't play, even if you don't sponsor a player, and there are still sponsorships available for some of the military players, again, email me. But let me just, if I can, real quick, a quick rundown of some of the things that are up for auction. There are one thing in particular I think is probably one of the coolest things. Captain Phillips. Two people will be able to spend the day with Captain Phillips and the Navy SEAL, who was the Command Master Chief of that mission. Captain Phillips, remember the Somalia Pirates?
Yeah.
So you get to hear the whole story of what went down that day from Captain Phillips and the SEAL who was responsible for saving him. Isn't that cool?
That is the most unique thing I have ever heard.
It also includes...
That is so cool.
Isn't that crazy? That's so cool. First time ever offered. The location will be determined upon scheduling, but the guy that was the captain of that ship, played by Tom Hanks, and the SEAL responsible for the mission, the success of saving him, you get to spend the day with them, get the whole story.
Wow.
And you get to go shooting with a Navy SEAL. That'll be up for auction. By the way, the live auction auctioneer is Mike Ziggy Ziegler. He's the long drive champion. So you get to... Got an entertaining guy and a guy that knows golf. You get a Matthew Axelson K-Bar knife. The knife is gifted to new SEALs from a senior SEAL when a new SEAL has earned his trident. So that'll be up for auction. A Bon Jovi experience, a backstage meet and greet, two tickets to a Bon Jovi U.S. tour, shooting with a Navy SEAL, a frog jumping experience off the coast of San Diego. Two people will tandem jump with a retired SEAL outside of San Diego. And caddy for a day. You get to caddy for a PGA Tour professional at an actual event. And you get behind the ropes, behind the scenes, and loop and practice. Maybe even give somebody some advice as to what putter or iron or driver to use. So lots of really, really cool things to bid on at the auction this Saturday night. And again, that's moved to the Lakes course from the Ranch course, Genoa Lakes. Email me and I'll put you in touch with Donna Axelson if you want to check to see if there's sponsorship available for a SEAL player, as well as maybe a ticket or two to the dinner. But right now, all the players completely sold out. So that's
all right, you're doing it to me again. Jerry@evansbroadcast.com. Email Jerry to get involved in that. Do you have to, really, the only way that you can bid on these items is to be at the dinner.
Exactly. And the players who, you know, paid to play, well, that includes dinner. So you'll be at the auction. And then, so if there are a couple of seats available for the dinner, you can still do that even if you haven't sponsored a player or even if you are not playing, as we will be doing on Saturday. That's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of good people to hang out with, and some great items there up for auction, especially that day with Captain Phillips and the SEAL who was responsible for saving him and rescuing him. That was a cool thing.
So let's take this to the other end of the spectrum, going from, you know, something that is celebrating life, celebrating the people who protect this country, to people who are trying to destroy it. You're going to be very busy on Saturday.
Yeah. And, you know, it's such a bummer to have these two things just back to back here. But and by the way, I'm already getting pictures of the people coming into town and stories of the people coming into town.
Yeah, they're staying at the Holiday Inn.
The rioters who are already in town. And there will be some traffic diversions, too. In fact, that'll start tomorrow. Cement walls will be installed to block motor vehicle traffic on Water Street for the people to be able to move safely and freely on foot in the area. And that starts, like I said, tomorrow, so it'll be closed for motor vehicle traffic until Monday. And again, this is just pointing out facts. And the facts are that some virtue signaling library director and possibly the board of trustees decided to do this, and the expense involved, the potential danger involved, is all due to the Douglas County Library Director and possibly Let me just mention the name. We've focused on Amy Dodson. Okay. Kathy Garahan is the chairperson of the Douglas County Library Board of Trustees. For her not to ask for the resignation, or for Amy Dodson not to have enough of a conscience to step down and apologize, is why whatever happens on Saturday will happen, and why already extra expenses to Douglas County taxpayers is happening right now because of the Douglas County Library Board. Amy Dodson and Kathy Garahan. She's the chairperson of the Douglas County Board of Trustees. The county manager can't do anything. DA can't do anything. The commission can't do anything about it. So their terms will come up, the board of directors for the library. I'm sure that there will be pretty good interviews and more caution as to, and maybe a discussion, even though it's printed right there, as to what the trustees are tasked with doing, and it ain't. It isn't virtue signaling.
Mm-hmm.
So, unfortunately, cross our fingers, hope for the best. Already I got a story from a friend who was tailgated, so to speak, by some couple of individuals that did not look like they belonged. Not that you have to look like anything to belong in Douglas County, but you could tell that they were not from the area or driving the way most Douglas County residents drive. Although I will say that there are some crazy drivers, and from Nevada and from California. But anyway, nerves are on edge. There's a bunch of stuff going on social media. Thank God I don't participate in that particular activity. But and it's not just going to be. And by the way, we'll be there live on Saturday. For those of you that want to hear what's going on there on Saturday, we'll provide live reports throughout the day here on 92.3 FM Talk and 99.1 as well. So we'll give you live updates. I think the smaller the crowd, the better. But there are people that want to. Pastor of my church is going to be down there with about 90% of the church members. And we're peaceful folk, as we say, but this just this was completely unnecessary, and hopefully we'll just make the best of a day of exercising our right to free speech.
Well, and it's the perfect example of what communities can do to send the message to these organizations that just fly in, drive in to bedroom communities and try to be bullies, that they will not stand for it. They will stand with the law enforcement. They will stand for the community. And it's not acceptable.
Exactly.
This is not acceptable behavior.
You take your garbage to Portland where they invite you and welcome you. You take it some other place, but not Douglas County, Nevada, not Minden and Gardnerville, Nevada. We'll use Coeur d'Alene, Idaho as an example.
Yeah.
All right.
Jerry,
thanks
you so
for the
much.
Time.
Thank you for joining us and giving us the update. And again, that's jerry@evansbroadcast.com if you would like to get in on Saturday night's dinner with the Axelson Foundation as well. So, Jerry, thank you so much. You have a great day. And, gosh, Jerry is going to be busy this weekend, let me tell you. We're going to have to give him a couple of days off. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's going to be a hot one today. Legislature. Special session going on right now and not getting anything done. You missed the interview. Ira Hansen was joined us this morning right at 10 o'clock. So please check out the podcast at 991fmtalk.com. While you're there, answer today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should local representatives be held liable for allowing protesters to damage property? Now, we talk about, you know, what went on in Seattle and in all the major cities. But we had the issue right here in Reno with all that damage. Windows still haven't been repaired. So what's going on? Well, Senator Ted Cruz is putting forth a bill. Yeah, you believe it? He's introducing a bill to hold local officials liable. What does that mean? That means that these people who tell law enforcement to back down and let these, you know, thugs and criminals do what they're going to do, hold them fiscally responsible. As public officials, our first responsibility is to protect our fellow citizens. Any politician who willfully ignores that sacred duty is in gross violation of that oath. It is time to restore civility, hold government officials accountable, and take back our cities. Senator Ted Cruz. That's what you have to do. These thugs are trying to make people believe that they're doing virtuous work. No, they're not. All lives matter. We have to protect each other. And BLM and Antifa, all they do is divide and destroy. And we will not accept that. 991FMTalk.com. Yesterday's poll question, do you think the local United States post offices can handle a statewide mail-in ballot, especially one for president? Because those elections are always bigger. 13% of those participating said yes. An overwhelming 87% have no confidence in the Postal Service. Not with cutbacks, you know, even putting out the example of, you know, Christmas cards. Not a whole lot of people do Christmas cards anymore. You know, I mean, the holiday packaging with Amazon, the e-cards. So it's not the same. And if your Christmas card is late, not the same as if your ballot is late or even goes missing, which from recent tests around the country has been the case. Going to the BLM protests, I love this, Bob. Thank you so much for the email. The BLM protesters may find out there is a difference when they act badly with an elected sheriff as opposed to a chief of police at the mercy of the mayor and the city council. There's a big difference. And just so you know, our sheriff here in Washoe County was chomping at the bit to get in there and take care of the city of Reno. But he, as well, was told to stand down because, well, that's the way Mayor Sheevy wants it. That's her city, and that's the way it's going to be. It's not acceptable. It is not acceptable. All right, let's get back to a couple of exciting things. Tomorrow, we are going to have some very special guests at 11 o'clock. We are going to be talking about a movie with the stars, the producers, the filmmakers, called Belly of the Beast with Justin and Wes Fall, F-A-U-L-L. If you want to find out a little bit about it, just search them on DuckDuckGo or Bing or, you know, the search engine that you're using. Hopefully it's not Google or anything, you know, the ones that track your every move. And there is clear evidence of this. And either Friday or Monday, we're also going to be speaking with Tom DeWeese. Now, Tom DeWeese is pretty much the founder of the American Policy Center, APC, and there has been a major win for some of the actions that Obama took that you're not going to hear any positives from the media because President Trump took action and he is ending AFFH. Now, what is that? AFFH was a major tool for Agenda 21 Green New Deal. It destroys property rights and single-family neighborhoods. So what Obama was doing was he created the Affirmatively Furthering Fair Housing. So what was that doing? That was putting low-income housing in I how to say this politely, but in really nice neighborhoods. Because he felt the integration needed to be there. Well, if you are a homeowner, you better thank Trump, because he just pulled the plug on it. So we'll be talking to Tom DeWeese about that on Friday. Let's go to the talk and text lines this morning and checking in with Frank. Frank wants to hold representatives accountable. Frank, thanks for calling the show today.
Thanks for taking my call. I am just completely perplexed at how these politicians get away with what they get away with. Their first responsibility, just as it is with Trump for the nation, their first responsibility is safety for the people in the areas they represent. They are not doing that at all. And when they say, take money away from the cops, do this, do that, and do everything against the safety of the people they represent, then they have to be accountable. John Jay, one of my favorite of all forefathers, he brought up over and over and over that he believed that all people elected in office should be scared to death of the people they represent. Tell me where that is today.
Yeah.
Tyranny has run amok. These people don't care about you. They do what they want, and I'll let you go from there.
You know, Frank, thank you so much for bringing that up, because not only do we have that, but we have elected representatives who actually say and believe and will put it out to the public that that's just a building that can be replaced. Now, if people are getting harmed, then something will be done. No, nothing was done in the autonomous zones where people were murdered, where people were raped, where people, you know, extortion rings going on. But even to say destroying these buildings, people's livelihoods, the money that they earn to generate the taxes to pay for their protection from these thugs with the help of law enforcement. Oh, that's okay. You can spray paint that. You can break that window. You can set that on fire. That's just material stuff. That's unacceptable. But elected representatives are getting away with that on a national scale. Nothing is safe. Nothing is sacred. People say that, oh, this mail-in ballot, you know, it's just going to be easier for people. No. People have rights. I have the right to choose the way that I vote. If that means going into a school or going into a church, oh, wait a minute. It's the schools and the churches that the Democrats want to keep shut down. Now, why is that? We can get the big corporations back open. We can get Walmart and Sam's Club and Costco and Home Depot and all these other, you know, big revenue generators. We can get them open and keep them open. But schools and churches, the institutions of this country that don't generate money. They generate prosperity in another way, with spiritual fulfillment, with education. And trust me, I know I say that very half-heartedly with the education system and what kids, the education that they're actually getting now. It's atrocious. It should be history. It should be reading. It should be writing. It should be mathematics and science. But instead, it's indoctrination into social issues, into, I'll just use the word, debauchery. Teaching them about sex ed. Teaching them about sexual positions. Teaching them about alternatives to sex at a very, very young age. This is not acceptable for the country that I want to live in. What does it take? Splitting the country in half, saying, you go your way over here, we'll go our way over here. Because through law breaking, through voting manipulation, through indoctrination, things have gone way too far. But thankfully, people are waking up. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Wednesday. It is going to be a warm one. Yes, it is. Live and local talk for all of Northern Nevada. We are right here on this great FM station. Actually, both of them, 92.3 and 99.1. But let me tell you, mainstream media, what you turn on at night, what you turn on in the morning, is literally making you sick. I'm not kidding. Because you take in that stress. We all have empathy. Some to different levels. But what we see in the world around us is not real. It is the projection of what the blamestream media tries to present to you. Right now we have a huge situation over in Beirut. And if you listen to the media that is owned by just five corporations that put out the speaking points, that wasn't fireworks going off. Fireworks didn't cause that explosion. That was an epic explosion. That was a bomb. Intentionally set off. There are things going on around the world that are just incredible. But right back here at home, you know, I was trying to be encouraging about sports. You know, look at the first game between the NHL, National Hockey League. Wow, everybody standing for the national anthem. Second game, everybody kneeling. NBA, one player doesn't kneel. Can you tell me if it is a coincidence that that player now is the first player, an ordained minister, has suffered the first season-ending injury? George Floyd body cam footage being put out? Don't believe this BS. That is supposed to be the second string of to continue the Black Lives Matter narrative. But if you watch the video as I have, it ends right at a key moment. Once again, if this leaked footage was supposed to do something, was supposed to explain something, why didn't it run all the way through to when the paramedics showed up? Just more questions on why you are being manipulated into tearing this country apart. We'll be back right after this Fox News update. Stick with us.